think the two losses, we just looked at ourselves and thought we weren't good enough, really. And so we've played well in dispatches, but I think in that first half against Gloucester especially, we're really happy with how we played, but maybe weren't quite as mentally strong as we should have been when we didn't get our reward from driving lineouts like we have in the past, and when we didn't get a reward from a couple of missed kicks. I think we probably let our heads go down, which is something we need to address this week and probably positively respond to those, and in the second half be a lot more positive in the way we attack a game. So that's probably where we've been looking this week, but there's plenty of things that can be taken from all three games. I think at times in the Gloucester game we played a lot better than we did against Harlequins, but the result just didn't go the right way. So plenty to be taken from it. But yeah, not too disheartened. And these things will happen when we've got probably five or six brand new players coming into a team and bedding into a new system. So I'm sure it will come as it did last year. It took us a couple of games to get into the new system and the new way of playing. So it's a time thing.
I guess as well, like two losses out of three, if maybe in January or February you lose a couple of games, it's not a big deal. But because it's the start of the season and people are getting a bit sort of, anxious and edgy, it sort of magnifies it.
And in pre-season we thought we had a really good opportunity at the start of the year, which we still do. So to have two losses out of ones that we thought we should have won or could have won is disappointing, but it's just about how we respond. And we pride ourselves on being a very tight-knit group, and we've talked about in the meetings this week of how we're going to have a reaction. And something that we addressed in the pre-season is that we never want to have back-to-back losses. So obviously tees us up really well for Worcester that we're going all out there to go down and away there and win.
The past couple of seasons, Dan has always spoken about your injury record being very low. Obviously, you lost AJ in the first game. Dan was struggling with injury last week as well. It's as much as it's not an excuse, it is going to disrupt things, isn't it? It's not going to sort of help the team the way you want to play.
No, it is going to disrupt things. Rob Webber is a massive leader in the group. Already he's only been here less than 6 months and he's one of the main leaders in the team. So to lose him in the first 20 minutes against Newcastle is not easy. But saying that, Briggsy is again and one of our leaders, and he's probably been our best player over the three games. So it kind of gives people like that opportunities. But in terms of 10, it's been really tough for I know it's been tough for Muggy, who's really stepped up and done fantastically well and richly deserved his man of the match against Harlequins. But to come into the team against Gloucester and have all the pressure being put on him whilst he's carrying a knock is a very tough thing to do. So it just takes time for those two tens to bed in and do their thing. And I'm sure in 5 weeks' time we'll be a better team for it.
How are you feeling in the way you played? You seem to be wanting to do everything on Friday night. You're running everywhere. You were kicking things. Are you kind of? You've obviously had a summer off. Has that helped you? Do you think in terms of coming into the campaign?
I to be honest, I was just kicking stones on the wing a bit in the first two games. So Friday night was a lot more enjoyable for me personally because I got my hands on the ball tons more, but at the same time very frustrating because there was a lot of errors in my game. So no, I'm enjoying the role of being a leader in the back line and trying to get my hands on the ball as much as I can, and it's just something I enjoy doing. And then I back myself on my skill level to be able to do kicks or be able to pass and be able to have an all-court game. So that's just something I enjoy. I was just getting a bit frustrated out on the wing in the first couple of games. So I think it probably showed how much I was trying or over trying maybe at the weekend.
Kicking sticks as well, a new thing. 50% kicking ratio. You happy with that?
Well, no, not too happy as anyone would be. No, it was something I did it as a school kid. I was really keen on my kicking and playing football before that. It was something I was actually pretty good at. And then with my injuries, I kind of stopped. I didn't want to be spending too much time on the training pitch and putting strain on body parts. So now that I'm kind of free of that, I've had a lot more of that over the summer. We've got a guy in Paul Deacon who's legendary kicking, and he's been excellent for us to like pick the brains out of. So myself, Dan Mugford and AJ have been picking his brains, and also Byron McGuigan's pretty adept as well. But no, it's something I've really enjoyed, but it was a totally different experience to anything that I've had before on Friday night. It's the first competitive game I've kicked in for probably 6 years. So as much as I don't feel any nerves and kick everything in training, it was totally different. And as you saw on that second kick I did, I probably didn't do any, I probably forgot all my technique at that point. So it's just something, it was a great experience. If I'd missed both of them, I'd been pretty happy that I had the chance to kick, just because it gives me that little bit of experience and probably takes the edge off the next time I do it.
Have you got like a kicking tee then, obviously, and stuff? Because it must have been so different. But,
No, I like in the week leading up, I say I kick about 2-3 times a week. So I'm kicking as much as AJ or Dan kick during the week. It's just much experience and probably not quite at their level yet. So it's something hopefully I'll build up over time. But no, it's something I really enjoy. I've always enjoyed kicking the ball, having played football in the past. and it's something I want to carry on doing and just have as part of my game, and hopefully can benefit the team, and hopefully maybe I can be used as maybe a long range kicker at times as well, which might give us a different variation in the game compared to kicking to the corner so much.
What's this weekend? It's your second artificial pitch you played on. As someone who obviously loves running with the ball in hand, what do you make of them? Do you prefer them because of the firmness of the ground? I know there's a lot of sort of the scrapes and the skin.
I know there's a guy, George Mullen, who runs SIS pitches, who he is the guy who's installed Saracen's pitch, Newcastle's pitch, Worcester's pitch, and he's told me all the stats on them, and I actually really enjoy playing on them. It has its little drawbacks here and there with the bumps and the scrapes like you do get that you wouldn't get on grass, and then obviously the ball bounces quite differently. We found on Newcastle that the ball was in play a huge amount more, which is good. I think we've got quite a fit team, so I think that benefits us, but I don't read too much into it really. I think it's important to be fresh going into a game on these pitches, because I think if you're carrying little knocks and niggles, I think that can be affected. But no, I quite enjoy it.
Do you feel it afterwards? Is it a different sort of weight? I know you're going to feel battered and bruised after a premiership game, but is there anything in the sort of the legs?
I think particularly, I've noticed when you play with Mikey, or you tend to pick up burns here and there. Just I think it's more the outside backs who experience those than the guys in the pack, because their collisions are more head-on, whereas ours can be a bit more slidey and things like that. So you tend to pick up grazes and bruises, which isn't too bad. We're rugby players at the end of the day. If you're gonna be affected by a graze and a bruise, you're probably in the wrong sport. So yeah, it's fine.